Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude fell from $67.86 per barrel to $67.46 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $62.37 per barrel to $61.73 per barrel. Outside of Bethel, there's only one official restaurant in the entire Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. It's an iconic pizza place that attracts patrons by bush plane, boat, and even ice road to its remote location. But as KYUK Samantha Watson reports, bypass mail price hikes could threaten the eatery's future.
In a small wooden cabin primed for to-go orders, just big enough for a stand mixer and pizza oven, Hound House co-owner Dave Deal is working to satisfy the Friday night rush. He stretches and rolls dough into creations named after townspeople. The Guy, the Elaine. Out of the oven, staffer Nellie Alexei cuts pies into slices with a large ulu, like clean pieces of fish. Hound House is the only joint in town. In fact, it's the only restaurant in an expanse the size of Oregon, outside of Bethel.
It's good. I mean, no competition means more business for you, so.
Deal runs Hound House Pizza alongside his wife, Esther Downhauser, who founded the restaurant over 30 years ago. Tonight, business is booming, but it's quiet compared to the wintertime rush, when the Kuskokwim River freezes and becomes a highway throughout the region.
When the ice road's in, our business like doubles and triples. We had the regional basketball tournament up here, and the whole village, the whole river, Akichuk, Akiak, Tuluksak, they were like, we were working until about 1 o'clock every night.
Out here, far from the road system and flanked by miles of wilderness between villages, it hasn't been easy to keep Hound House in business. Once every 3 weeks, Deal and Downhauser receive a bypass mail order from a wholesale supplier in Anchorage. But recently, their setup was thrown a hurdle. This summer, the Trump administration announced a 9% price increase for bypass mail rates. It's a way to bring money back to the U.S. Postal Service, but a decision Alaska's most rural communities are feeling the brunt of. Deal's wife, Esther Downhauser, says the increase has cut into their profit so much they're barely breaking even.
I mean, it's just so hard to keep going. It's like every time you turn around, something else goes up, and you just get tired of fighting it.
Deal says if prices were to increase further or bypass mail eliminated altogether, he's not sure how much longer they could stay in business. Jojo Prince is a bus driver in Bethel. In the winter, he says he regularly drives his car the nearly three-hour stretch of ice road upriver to Aniak.
It's just amazing food there, and they're such wonderful people. It's fun catching up there, and I would hate to see it go.
It's a sentiment Downhauser shares. She says when she started Hound House back in 1994, she had no idea it would last this long.
There's definitely a need for a place to go around here. The winters are long. And people just need something else, something different.
She says it's the people that keep her going, which extend beyond just Aniak. Hound House also delivers. They'll send half-baked pizzas strapped in a bundle as air cargo out to nearby villages upon request. It's pizza that's well-known across the Delta, but Deal says the bush operation is difficult to sustain.
You're not going to make a killing, but you can make a living.
Currently, a Hound House special extra large goes for $42. A large pepperoni pizza is $32. Deal says they don't want to raise their prices any higher. Historically, when prices have ballooned for a period or they've lost money on spoiled bypass mail deliveries, they've eaten the cost internally.
We can't raise the prices anymore. There's only so much money that people have.
He says it might be getting time to retire, with grandkids to spend time with. But that could mean the end of Hound House and its almost legend-like reputation in the region. Deal says Antioch is the kind of small place that, when holes are left, other things are slow to rush in and fill the gap. But for now, Friday nights in Antioch can still include Houndhouse Pizza. And as for outsiders, it remains worth the trek, be it by bush plane, boat, or ice road. In Antioch, I'm Samantha Watson.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.